You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is trending? There are new movies out that seem underwhelming, but one of them is Liam Neeson just become like a caricature of himself now.
Did you watch the preview for this movie?
No.
It looks awesome.
But intense. I know, but isn't it seem like a bit of a ripoff of the movie Speed?
Kinda, I guess.
And his whole thing about him and kids in movies is just... Anyway, this movie is called Retribution. Here is the synopsis. While driving his kids to school, Liam Neeson receives a call from a mysterious bomber that tells him his car is wired to explode. He must follow the bomber's orders to survive. That sounds like Speed.
Do not attempt to grow a brain, Jack. Remember that line? Yeah, it kind of does. I'm not going to see it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're not going to go see it. The wonderful Helen Mirren is out in a new biographical drama about Golda Meir, the Prime Minister of Israel. It's called Golda, if you want to go see that.
I don't have any quotes for that. Mm-mm.
Because of the writers and actors strike in Hollywood, this is going to break your heart, Jer. The sequel to Dune, called Dune Part 2.
Dune 2?
Dune 2 has been pushed back from November release to March. So I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait. I know, it breaks your heart. News for nerds for you. Quickly, this is pretty interesting. We found a new use for your coffee. Listen, when you're done with your coffee, making your coffee, Jeremy, don't just throw the old coffee grounds away, because they say they can now use them to make concrete 30% stronger.
Yeah,
I don't know
neat.
If I like that. If I'm a I'm not a coffee drinker, but if I were a coffee drinker, to somehow know that what I'm drinking can make concrete stronger? What is that doing to your guts?
Which is funny because it does the total opposite to your guts, you know? When you drink that morning cup of coffee, you are far from concrete.
That is a good point.
But I will say, I hope it makes the concrete smell better.
Huff the concrete. So this is interesting, too. My wife teaches piano lessons. I'm going to have to give her this story to use to market her business. It's a new study that's out, and it's backing up what we've heard for years. If your kids take piano lessons, their minds stay sharper in old age. Yeah. And then they say basically any kind of music lessons help, but they seem to be falling onto the piano lessons. Have both of your kids taken piano or just...
They're both in it right now, yeah. They both do piano, and then Reed's done the guitar, and he's also doing the trumpet. So we got a lot of music.
Yeah, they say that's really good for you.
And I got a drum set in the basement that I might get back after. We'll see.
And then here's a little news for nerds involving relationships. It's interesting. They say if you want to improve your marriage, Jeremy, your marriage is always rock solid. You don't need to worry
about
this.
Maybe I'm doing this already. What is it?
No, I don't think you are. You don't strike me as really a roller coaster guy, are you?
No, but we rode them like crazy in at Disneyland. What was that, a year ago?
There you go. They say if you want to improve your marriage, you need to go do scary and exciting things together, like riding roller coasters or going to horror movies or haunted houses or things like that.
Okay.
It's a phenomenon that they call misattribution of arousal.
I thought so.
I just love the name, misattribution of arousal. Here's what that basically means. When you do something kind of scary, let's say you ride a roller coaster, your heart rate and your blood pressure go up, and you kind of like fight or flight instincts kind of kick in as well. And even though that's all happening because of the activity, our brain will associate the excitement and the arousal with the person we're doing the activity with. Thus, the misattribution of arousal. So you get all worked up, and you're basically associating
DTF.
It with them. Right.
That's why we were totally all over each other on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland. I mean, all over each other.
So that's that. I love that. Some sports news quickly. The Rockies blew their fourth game in a row.
Whoa, lucky game.
Their eighth in the last 16 days that they led in the eighth or ninth inning. They did it again, four games in a row. They have taken a lead or a tie into the eighth inning and blown it. Unbelievable. College football is back this weekend. Are you excited?
Oh, man, I can't stop talking about it.
College football is underway. NFL starts in like 2 weeks now. And then get a load of this. You know, our head coach of our Denver Broncos got in trouble and suspended a while back because of offering a bounty on other players. So our coach is a bit of a thug, I guess. But get a load of this. Miami Dolphins cornerback Eli Apple has got a bounty put on him to hurt him by his ex-girlfriend and baby mama. Her name is Destiny. She says, if you play against my baby daddy this season, please go for the knees, maybe a hammy. Dang. I'll gladly Zelle you back any fines. So she's going to go on Zelle and pay the fines of anybody who hurts her ex-boyfriend who's playing for the Dolphins. That's horrible.
Man,
and I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's just hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
So that is a bad breakup right
there, my
friend.
Go for the knees.
That is a really bad breakup. What else is trending?
Well, something had to have happened here for Apple to release this service announcement, they're calling it, warning people that you should never sleep on your device because it could essentially lead to fire, electrical shock, injury, or damage to the phone or property. So something had to happen here where somebody was sleeping on an iPhone and their house burned down. They are coming out and saying, be careful. All these USB power adapters can become hot. The phones can become hot. They are issuing a statement saying, don't put them under blankets, pillows, or your body when it's connected to a power source. So I don't know what's going on there, but this story started crunching the numbers, and they're like, there's billions of people that have these phones. Is anyone going to listen to this? Because the other little side note to this story, too, was they said you shouldn't even have your phone near you while you're sleeping at night in case something were to happen and have it short out and it catches on fire and you're right there. And I'm like, who's going to listen to that? We all sleep with our phone right next to it. That's my alarm in the morning is my phone. So I'm going
like
to ignore this at all.
Nightstand next to us, is that? I don't think
that's
my
where mine is.
Mine is not a wooden nightstand thing, so I don't think it would be flammable.
I don't know. They're also issuing a warning about the third-party chargers like you pick up on Amazon for $2.
Uh-oh.
They're like, those are not safe either. So anyway, you've been warned. Don't sleep on your phone tonight, okay? Big news coming out in the world of sandwiches. Subway has a new owner. It's a company called Rourke Capital. They purchased the Subway brand for $9.6 billion yesterday. Now, this company also owns Arby's, Baskin-Robbins, Buffalo Wild Wings, Dunkin', Jimmy John's, Sonic, Auntie Anne's, and Jamba Juice. So they've got quite the list of very successful brands. It's the third largest restaurant deal ever, and they say it ends a 60-year family legacy of the family owning the Subway brand. It's going to be a big deal. There's something like 34,000 Subway franchises, and they want to add another 23,000, I was reading. So there's going to be a lot of sub sandwiches out there. The place that I get my hair cut, it is attached right next door to a Subway. And every time you go in there to get your hair cut, it just smells like bread like crazy. And all the stylists are like,
nice.
I hate this because I go home smelling like bread every night.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. What else is going on the planet? We can talk a little more romance. A new survey out on work romances this morning. They found that the employees that are most likely to have a work romance are people in HR, believe it or not.
Oh my God.
They're the group that is most likely to flirt with employees, have a crush on a coworker, and have some of them sexy, sexy dreams about a colleague. Ooh-wee. They also say that the HR people are also most likely to have it all blow up in their face, too, when it all goes south.
So then they just have a stern talking to themselves.
With themselves, right? There's all a bunch of other stats with this story talking about how many of us have dated coworkers, how many of us flirt with coworkers, and the 9% of us, Dom, who have had a romantic relationship at work, and it turned into marriage.
Knick-knack.
There's a hot new term out this morning called master dating. Gotta say that one kind of slow, don't you? So it's essentially where you treat yourself and you're dating yourself. And they say that you should send yourself flowers in the morning with a card that says, I can't wait to see you tonight. The point is to love you as a person, Dom, and realize you deserve to have a good time.
You know, remember the iconic words of Whitney Houston, Jeremy. Learning to love yourself It is the greatest love of all.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said. It was a top 10 hit.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I do love this story about plant-based meat is now getting bones. It's coming from a company. I love the name of this company, and I don't know why. It's called Juicy Marbles, is the plant-based meat company. They make cuts of fake beef, essentially, and now they're going to be doing ribs with fake bones that you can actually eat because they're going to be soy-based bones. So you can bake or fry the ribs and then nom, 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 eat the bones with it as well.
I mean, this is really good, actually.
That's coming from the Juicy Marbles Company. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
This is so stupid, isn't it? Make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Speaking of meat, I have a link. It's a Wisconsin meat company. They celebrated their 75th anniversary by making the world's longest meat stick, Dom.
How long is it?
314 feet long. That is a long meat stick.
That's more than a football field.
It's a really long stick of meat. So I know you're dying to see it. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.